In the book of Colossians, I was looking at this today. We're actually in our Bible study reading in 1 John chapter 4. And I was looking at this in Colossians today, and I just love the way the word, you always find, and we talked about this last week, how the word supports the word. It's amazing how many verses you can find that support other verses and bring a fuller meaning and just a more understanding, more depth of knowledge. As you read different verses, sometimes from the Old Testament to the New Testament, sometimes even from chapter to chapter, you get verses that just build upon the other verses. Well, I was looking in Colossians. This is Colossians chapter 1, verse number 27. I'm going to read this in verse number 26 and 27, but I really want to focus on verse number 26. I'm sorry, 27. So 26 says, "The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints." So Paul's telling the Colossians, as he's telling us, the mystery of Christ has been hidden through the ages and through all the generations, but now has been revealed. The truth of Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ, the truth of the word, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of what Jesus did, that has all come to you and I as the saints. Now, he goes on to verse number 27 to say this. To them, the saints, you and I, those that have accepted the work of Jesus Christ, those that have acknowledged him as Lord and Savior, to them, the saints, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm going to read that from the Amplified Bible. To whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ within you and amongst you, the hope of realizing the glory. This is great encouragement for us today. This is encouragement for you today. Because you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the mysteries, the things that are a mystery to the world, are not a mystery to you. They're not hidden. They are fully open and exposed to you for the purpose of your being able today, as one who is in Jesus Christ, to know the riches of the glory, to know the depth of the riches of the good things of Jesus Christ. What's the depth of his riches? What's the riches? What's the depth of the riches of Jesus Christ? Well, look at it this way. Jesus, everything he owns. Everything is his. There's nothing that does not belong to him. He's the creator of all things, and by his victory at the cross and over sin and death and rising again to be seated in victory in the heavenlies, seated at the right hand of the Father, by establishing all of that, he took possession back of everything that man had given through sin. He owns and possesses everything. So what's the depth of the riches of Jesus Christ? Everything. I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about the depths of riches, the riches of the glory. The riches of the glory of Jesus Christ are in everything. It's over sickness. It's over disease. It's over finances. It's over emotions. It's over depression. It's over everything. He has victory in everything. This is the riches of the glory of Jesus. So let's look at verse number 27 again. To them, that's you and I as saints, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because Christ is in you. That's what we need to remember today. Jesus is in you. Because Christ is in you. The mystery, all that that means is open up to you. All that that implies is not a mystery. It's not hidden from you. It is all laid open before you. Now, in part that means, and this is great news, in part that means because Jesus Christ is in me, I'm reading the Word of God. Anytime that I'm reading the Word of God, this is Jesus is the Word. This is Jesus revealing himself to us. So anytime I'm reading the Word, it is not a mystery to me. It's not a mystery to you. Because Jesus Christ dwells within you. Jesus dwells within you. Because he dwells within you, this is his word. He knows it. He understands it. There should be that level of expectancy that every time I read the word, I'm going to get something new. I'm going to get a new word of encouragement, a new word of hope, a new word of guidance, a new word of even correction, a word of direction, a word for my life today. That's the expectation I should have every time I open up the Word of God, because Jesus Christ dwells within you, and this is him. This is Jesus in me. To them, the saints, God willed to make known What are the riches of the glory of the mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory? Now let's look at that last phrase again, but from the Amplified Bible. I'll read the whole thing from the Amplified again. To whom God was pleased to make known. All right, right even there. It's God's pleasure to make known to you the things of the Word. It's God's pleasure to make known to you the riches of His glory. It's God's pleasure to make known to you the things of His Word. It's God's pleasure. He's pleased when you understand. He's not hiding anything from you. If you feel like when you read the Word of God, I just don't get encouragement. I just don't get understanding. I don't get revelation. I don't see things. I don't understand it when I read the Word. If you've ever said that, or if you've said that recently, I say to you, okay, so that was in the past. So forget that. I understand we've all been there. We've all been there, but forget that. Don't let that be your level of expectation. Raise your level of expectation because it's God's pleasure. God is pleased to reveal to you who He is. He's pleased to reveal to you the knowledge and the understanding of this Word. He's pleased to reveal to you the riches of His glory. That which was a mystery to the world is made open and plain to you and I as His saints. It's made clear to us. This is the expectation that we should have. So to whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of the mystery, which is Christ. Here's the mystery. Christ within and amongst you. That's a mystery to the rest of the world, but it's not to you and I. So you and I should not forget that on a daily basis. We should remember that Christ dwells within us. That's not just merely a phrase that we as believers throw about. That's not just something we say. It has no meaning. Christ dwells within you. And the hope. So Christ within you and the hope of realizing the glory. The glory he was talking about is the riches of glory. It's all the things that Jesus has already possessed. It's everything that he's already established. Everything he's already provided and established for each one of us. This is the riches of his glory. And because Christ dwells within you, he dwells within you, there is that hope. There is that knowledge that, you know what? All of those riches and the depth of the riches, those belong to me. This is what Christ has given to me. This is the hope that you have. It's the hope of all the fullness of the knowledge, the wisdom, the insights. It's the hope of all the riches of the glory, which is everything he's already established. It's meeting every need that you would have. This is what's yours. This is what this one verse is showing us. Now, if you would look at 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, another very familiar verse to us. It says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. This is again reminding us that Christ dwells within you. He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. So if I believe that, if that's more than just a mere statement that I use, if it's more than just a Christian ease, something that we hear all the time, we throw about it, we say it because it sounds good, and we like to encourage others by saying it, but we don't really believe it ourselves, that's sometimes where we're at. We say it because we're trained to say it, but we don't really believe it ourselves. Because if we truly believed it, how would our lives look different? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. This is again the reminder that Jesus himself dwells within you. Jesus himself, with the hope of the glory, of the riches, the hope of establishing everything that you need is already provided for you. And the access to it is already there. That connection is there because Jesus dwells within you. He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Jesus is in you, tied directly to the heavenly realm from the Holy Spirit, because your spirit was made alive. Holy Spirit now dwells within you. Holy Spirit, part of that triune nature of who God is. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So if he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world, then I should be experiencing victory over all the things of the world. Now, that doesn't mean that bad things are not going to come. Don't misunderstand me. We live in a fallen world. Bad things will come. There's going to be difficulties and struggles and troubles and hurts. Those things will come. But this is letting us know that he that is in us is greater than all of those things. So even though they come, we have the ultimate victory. Not in the life to come. We have the ultimate victory here in this life. Just because bad things come doesn't mean we accept them and say, oh, well, I've got to just dwell with, you know, deal with this. You don't have to deal with it. You have to walk through it, but you don't have to deal with it because Christ has already dealt with it on your behalf. He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. To whom God, and to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ in you. So you have the hope, you have the assurance, you have the knowledge. You can believe and receive every good thing that he has established, planned, and set aside for you in every area of your life. Now here's an amazing thing as well. As we talk about the riches of glory, the riches of God's glory. Let me read that to you again. To whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory. He's provided everything. Of the mystery, which is Christ within you, among you, the hope of realizing that glory. You have the hope, you have the assurance. Hope leads to faith. You already have the hope of realizing all of the riches of the glory. Now, we can go back just one book of the Bible. Go back to the book of Philippians. Very last chapter in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19. Now, this is a very familiar verse to most of us. It reads this way in the New King James Bible. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Does that sound familiar? Does it sound like what we just talked about? And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God is going to supply all of your needs, everything you need, according to the riches of the glory. This is the same riches of glory that we see in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 27, that Paul is telling us these are the riches of glory that you need to realize. You have. Christ is in you. You have the joy of the knowledge of the hope of realizing those things. He's provided them for you. So again, what he's saying in Colossians, it's just feeding the truth that we already have from Philippians. And my God shall supply all of your needs, all, not some, not just occasionally, all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to read that same verse from the Amplified Bible as well. And my God will liberally, he doesn't hold back, he gives and he gives in abundance, will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need according to the riches, his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. This is the promise that you have. He will, God will liberally fill to the full what you need. He's going to fill to the full what you have in need. Need means something is missing. You need something. There's a vacancy. So we want to fill that vacancy. When God fills that, he does it liberally. He fills it to the full. There's no longer any vacancy. That's the depth of the fullness that he gives. According to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, the same riches and glory that Paul talks about in Colossians where he says, you have the hope of realizing those. That is your hope today, to realize because of who Christ is, because Christ is in you. He that is in you is greater than he is in the world. Because of that fact, you have the hope of realizing the riches of glory that Jesus has established for you. It's a mystery to the world. It should not be a mystery to us. It should be evident. So let's realize today. Realize what is yours in Jesus Christ. Realize what he has done and established for you. Realize that, accept it, believe it, and whatever that area of need is, whatever that vacancy is, realize he's already provided to fill that to the full according to the riches and glory in Jesus Christ, which are yours because he dwells within you. Amen. This is the hope that you have for today.